I started to do, and I've done it some since then, was to I started to when I would people would ask to have their house blessed, I would also do an enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so there's kind of a beautiful ceremony for that. I think the actual there's different ways of doing it, but one of the things talks about, you know, doing several visits beforehand. I usually didn't quite have enough time to do that, so I would just, you know, we'd set a time. And but I remember one of the first ones that I did was there was a family, and they lived not too far from Cathedral, and they'd never had their house blessed. And so I asked them if they wanted to do the enthronement, and they were asking. And so I was like, and you can, you know, if you want to invite your friends, your neighbors, your family, or, you know, whomever. And they said okay. And so it was kind of cool, because when I got there, there were about 20 people there, you know, that were there for the house blessing. And it was just such a, it was just something very beautiful. And the reason that I was thinking about that when I was praying about these readings is that the reading that I usually use for the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is this reading about Zacchaeus. Because I think it gives us some very good insights into just inviting Jesus into our home. And because ultimately that's what we were doing with the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we have this story here of this chief tax collector. And one of the things that it notes here, it says, and he was also a wealthy man. He was also a rich man. If you remember just not too long ago in the Gospel, and if you read through the Gospel of Luke, read straight through, there's the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, okay? So you're getting kind of the bookends of these two rich men, okay? The rich man and Lazarus, you know, he doesn't notice, you know, the poor man at his gate, and he ends up basically in hell, and all the, you know, send Lazarus to put the tip of his finger to cool my tongue. But here's another rich man. And so here's kind of the counterpoint, in a certain sense, to that parable. So Zacchaeus, again, he's kind of short, kind of like me. And I'm sure he's probably heard a lot about Jesus. And maybe he's actually been to some of the places where Jesus has preached. And there's something exciting about him. And honestly, you know, Jesus is... he's kind of the biggest thing around. You know, he's like superstar, you know. I mean, he's healing, he's working miracles. I mean, there's huge crowds following him around, you know. So kind of like all of us, you know, if there's somebody famous in the area, you know, we kind of want to see him. It's like, yeah, what are they like? Are they cool? I remember, you know, when I was in Rome one time, and I was like this far from Pope John Paul II, I was like, whoa, it's the Pope. You know, it's probably, and I'm sure it was even better than that because it's Jesus, you know. So I'm sure there was just a little bit of that, but I'm sure that the things that Jesus is saying are, there's something happening inside of him that he doesn't quite understand. And so, you know, not being able to, you know, see Jesus because of the crowd, he goes and he, you know, and I'm sure it looked pretty ridiculous. You know, this guy is climbing up this tree, you know, to see Jesus. He just wants to look at him. He's probably maybe going to walk underneath of it. He's like, oh, it's Jesus, you know. But when Jesus gets to Zacchaeus, he says to him, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay in your house. Now the irony of it all is that Zacchaeus is trying to see Jesus. He's looking for Jesus, but in the end, who's looking for whom? Because Jesus has come to seek and to save what was lost. So all along, Jesus was really looking for him. But now he allowed himself to be found. And so, but what does he say? He says, today I must stay at your house. You know, and getting back to that enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that's one of the reasons that I love this reading. Is it because when we think about blessing our home, or we think about that enthronement, what are we doing? We're inviting Jesus into our home. We're inviting Jesus, which is representative ultimately of our heart. You know, Jesus is saying to him, I want to stay here. I want to be, you know, where the most intimate part of you is. I want to be in the deepest part of you. I want to live there. Where you live, that's where I want to be. I must stay at your home. And so Zacchaeus, in this encounter that he has with Jesus, it radically changes his life. He just comes to know, and he has this full realization of this encounter of everything in his life that he's done wrong. And he has this compunction in his heart that he wants to change his life, that he no longer wants to hold on to that this money that he's trying to be accumulating and all these other things that he's been doing, these sinful things, that they're... He realizes that they haven't brought him happiness. And somehow this teacher, this prophet, the Savior that has come from Nazareth has given him an insight into himself and has given him the one thing that he's truly desired. Joy, happiness, and peace. And so Zacchaeus, what does he do? He goes to his house and he invites him. He has this big banquet. And what a witness he gives. You know, probably all of his tax collector and sinner friends are there. He said, "Behold, half of my possessions." So off the top, he's given away half of his stuff. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will pay him back four times. In Jewish law, if you did somebody wrong, you had to pay him back double. You know, if you've heard the phrase, paybacks are always double. Well, he's doubling the double. He's paying back fourfold. As a sign of his sincerity. He's not just doing the minimum, but his life has changed. And he's a different man, and so he's going to make right everything that he's done wrong in his life. At least try. And this is you know, just the fact that he's gone to his house, this is a huge scandal for the Pharisees. He's come to the house of a sinner. Ah. He's hanging out with Father Sizzle. Oh my gosh. But what does Jesus say? I've come to seek and to save what was lost. And so when Jesus comes to stay at our home, he comes to save us. He comes to give us life. He comes to set us free from our sin. And this is what Zacchaeus experiences. So let us really invite Jesus into our home, into our family, and ultimately into our heart. Because that's where Jesus wants to live. And as we have that experience of that encounter with Jesus, as we continue to invite him in, it is then that, like Zacchaeus, our hearts will be transformed and we'll be able to shed that light of Christ into the world.